AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are falling sharply on Wall Street, including a 1,000-point slump for the Dow Jones Industrial Average as oil prices rise further because of the war with Iran. Iran is launching more missiles at Israel and U.S. bases as the war in the Middle East enters a sixth day. Israel announced multiple incoming attacks and said it was intercepting the missiles. Airstrikes continue in Iran. President Trump says he should be involved in choosing Iran's next supreme leader, but says the son of the late supreme leader should not be chosen. The House is preparing to vote on a war powers resolution that would halt President Trump's attacks on Iran. It failed earlier in the Senate. This is Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal.
We're at war, but that's no excuse for violating the Constitution. There's no reason we can't fight a war, in this case, a war that seems to be one of choice without clear choices of strategy or objectives.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says President Trump is doing the right thing.
In fact, if he didn't do this, I think it would be a dereliction of duty. When you know that Iran's trying to create a nuclear weapon to destroy Americans, and they've been killing Americans for 40 years, right? This president is actually saving lives.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and GOP leadership are calling for Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez from Texas to withdraw from his re-election race after he admitted having an affair with a former staff member who later died by suicide. A man in Wisconsin who allegedly told police he tried to set fire to a Republican congressman's office last year because he was angry the lawmaker backed a bill requiring TikTok's Chinese owner to sell off its U.S. operations has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. Some two dozen states are challenging President Trump's new global tariffs in court. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. It's a man wearing a Marine uniform was arrested on Capitol Hill.
Brian McGinnis of North Carolina, dressed in a Marine uniform, suddenly started shouting out against the war in Iran during a Senate Armed Services hearing on Capitol Hill Wednesday.
Stand up for America!
A violent struggle ensued as multiple Capitol police officers and Republican Senator Tim Sheehy, who is a former Navy SEAL, tried to drag McGinnis out of the room.
No one wants to fight for Israel!
McGinnis continued
from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli
to protest as he was led away.
Palestine will be free.
He now faces three counts of assaulting an officer, three counts of resisting arrest, and unlawful demonstration. Sound courtesy Code Pink. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.